Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Every Wednesday, you can bid live from anywhere in the world with no buyer's premiums, no reserves, and no hidden fees.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Bid with ease on tractors, planting and tillage equipment, sprayers, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, and more.
BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Auctions every Wednesday. Bid from home, work, smartphone, or mobile device. So go to BigIron.com, the easiest way to buy online.
Your Beef Checkoff does all kinds of things to help make sure consumers feel good about buying beef both here in the U.S. and worldwide, like working with chefs to create new beef recipes and put more beef on the menu, or educating healthcare professionals about how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle, or by helping you tell your beef story to those who have questions about where their food comes from. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing your views at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
It's a hot time in the old town tonight, especially if you're a cattle producer and you're stopping by the local sale barn. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says these high cattle prices have caught a lot of folks somewhat by surprise.
You know, markets are at record levels. Feeder cattle prices, fed cattle, boxed beef, all pushed out the spring highs. And so, this is something that really wasn't anticipated. Slaughter has continued to decline. Beef production has continued to decline. And obviously, that's the major support for these prices at these levels.
As a result, the big question mark right now, can demand hang in there here in the summertime of 2014?
You know, there's a lot of concern about how demand will react to these higher prices. We've never been here before, so we're in uncharted waters. But, the thing that may be a surprise to some, but certainly a pleasant surprise, is that beef demand seems to be holding up very well. Both domestic demand and international demand seem to be very robust. Markets, I think, are aware of the tight supplies and have sort of made up their mind to deal with those. And so demand is holding up very well so far.
Daryl, you mentioned the fact we are in uncharted territory, but still, is there a number that you've got in mind that might be the top end of this market this summer?
Well, I don't think it's a single number. It's a continuum. As prices go higher, we ration people out of the market. But the reason prices are going higher is because we don't have as much supply. So it's kind of a natural process, and I think it's working. We don't really know what the demand curve looks like up at these levels because we've never been here before. So that's the part that's a little scary, and certainly the part that we're monitoring as we go forward. But the bottom line is the folks, there's a lot of strong fundamental demand for beef, and people are willing to pay what it takes to continue enjoying that.
So, Daryl, I guess you're saying so far so good as far as these high cattle prices are concerned. Let's get your crystal ball out, if we might, for just a moment to fire it up. And as you look into the second half of 2014, Daryl, what do you see for the cattle marketplace?
You know, the second half of the year, it's hard to predict that we would continue to rise like we have. The last month has really been a more strength in the market than we anticipated. I really expect these markets to kind of top out. I don't see any real downward pressure in the markets at this point. As the markets adjust, and as long as the demand is there, these levels are sustainable. So I expect this market to move mostly sideways across the board. Certainly, supplies are not going to get any bigger as we move through the second half of the year. That'll continue to support things. And so I think this market will be in more of a sideways pattern for much of the second half of the year.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says right now the cow-calf man continues to be very much in the driver's seat. The incentives are out there for him to start rebuilding the mama cow herd as long as he's willing to hold back some of these high-priced females. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.